100%, you got a point there. And the other thing too is one of my favorite childhood movies was called The Last Starfighter. And what I liked about that movie is that there was this romantic scene of the guy and the girl together, and they were looking at the stars. And when you were telling me about Saskatchewan and the national park, I was wondering, man, maybe they should have took the film here and gazed at the stars, because it's clear. See, when you get to the northern hemisphere of the Earth, you really see things from a very crisp perspective, especially during cold weather. Here in Alaska, we have that as well as the northern light. So I envy you because I haven't done that in Saskatchewan. So thank you. Thank you for coming on the net today, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. My email, of course, is kilo4romeoyankeegolf@gmail.com, and I would like to continue that story because I like to do stargazing, and I got a plan. I have a plan, Dobsonian telescope plan. But anyway, we'll get to that later. All right, moving on to Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, out of Michigan. We heard his story about the carnival to the Bahamas and his late wife. Thank you, by the way, for telling us, and my condolences still. Anything else you want to add about that trip over?
I'm here to disconnect stuff now. I ran for WB9CST. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, Rich, I heard you, but give me a second. I'm looking now for Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Anything else you want to add to what happened in the Bahamas? Over.